Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. Today we want to look at a new key of life, a key that is very important to our life. It's in fact a key of life, truly. And that is sleeping and waking up. Sleeping is one of the needs of the human being, one of the most essential needs of the human being that every human needs to work on organizing and taking care of in the correct way and correct manner. For sleep is the source of energy for the body and the soul. And with sleeping, the body and the soul can function very well. If there's any interruptions, if sleep is not done in the appropriate manner, then that will reflect back on the body and will reflect back on the soul. And will reflect even on the acts that we do when we are awake. So for example, if I get less sleep than my body needs, then I can't perform my job perfectly the second day. If I sleep 3 hours instead of 8, for example, then I'm going to be tired most of the day. And again, I'm going to be yawning, I'm going to perform less, my mind will not work, and I'm going to spend most of the day falling asleep. So this is what happens if I lack the sleep. If I sleep too much, instead of 8, I sleep 12, or even more, some people do, then I will be extremely lazy, then I can't perform anything, and I will lose a lot of time. So you can see when we look at sleep, if we fall on any of the spectrum end, then we're going to have a problem. So therefore, we need to balance the spectrum when it comes to sleep. And that's where the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam come into play. We have so many ahadith from the household of the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam that teach us how we can balance and organize our sleep, and what things we need to do when it comes to sleep before, during, and after, and things that we should not do when it comes to sleep. Because like we said, whether we have ifrat, where we go too much, or tafrit, we go a lot less, then we're going to have a problem. Now, who is better to tell us what to do when it comes to sleep than the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as they are the teachers to mankind. So when it comes to sleeping, we have adequate of sleep. How should I sleep? On what should I sleep? When it comes to the places that I need to sleep on, when it comes to the times of sleeping, when it comes to having that balance in sleep, when it comes to, for example, dreams, when it comes to using the best opportunities to get a perfect sleep and energy, all of these things are mentioned in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So what we will do is, inshallah, we will touch upon them, obviously with the time that we have, and hopefully that we can learn a thing or two that we can use in our life. So before we jump in the topic of sleep, let us take a short break, and then we will continue, inshallah.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
One
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. Just before the break, we were talking about sleep. And we said we need to see what the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam have to say when it comes to sleep. First thing first, the adequates, or as we say, adabun nawm, the adequates of sleep. Things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to sleeping. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Ya Ali. So he is telling and talking to Imam Ali, things he need to do when it comes to sleep, which in return he's talking to us. And nawmu arba, sleeping is four. نَوْمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَقْفِيَتِهِمْ When it comes to sleeping, there are four positions one can take, and each position is divided to a specific person. So it says, when it comes to the prophets, they sleep on their back. وَنَوْمُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَىٰ أَيْمَانِهِمْ And the believers, they sleep on their right. وَنَوْمُ الْكُفَّارِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَيْسَارِهِمْ And the non-believers and the hypocrites, they sleep on their left. وَنَوْمُ الشَّيَاطِينِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ And the Satans, they sleep on their faces. So sometimes it depends on which direction I want to sleep on. It is a way of one of four. Either I could imitate the prophets, I could imitate the mu'mineen, or God forbid, I could be imitating the shaitan and the non-believers. So we have to be very careful of that. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to Amir al-Mu'mineen all this. Amir al-Mu'mineen, in return, he came to us and he said, "An-nawmu ala arbaati asnaf." Sleeping is also in four positions. For the prophets, they sleep on their back, but their hearts and their eyes are awake. They sleep on their back. Their eyes are open. Their heart is awake because they are in case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a messenger to them and a revelation, so they have to be ready. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ يَنَامُ عَلَىٰ يَمِينِهِ And the believer, he sleeps on his right. مُسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَ And when he sleeps on his right, he is facing the direction of the qibla, that when he stands up, the qibla will be right in front of him. وَالْمُلُوكُ وَأَبْنَاءُهُمْ تَنَامُ عَلَىٰ شِمَالِهَا While the kings and their sons, they sleep on their left. So they can digest what they've eaten, because on the left makes it easier to digest. And as for Satan and his brothers, وَكُلُّ مَجْنُونٍ And every insane person, وَذُعَاهَةٍ Those who are sick, يَنَامُونَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ بَطَحِينَ They sleep face first. They sleep on their stomach facing the ground. So far we can understand that when it comes to sleeping, we have to make sure we choose the direction to sleep on. And obviously, each direction we use, it has a benefit. That's why, for example, the prophets, they're facing the sky, waiting for revelation. The mu'min sleeps on his right, and everyone else who is not a mu'min sleeps on his left. So we have to take that into consideration when we are asleep. And when the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam say that, sometimes maybe we don't understand the scientific explanation behind it, but because the imam said so, then he would know best, and I won't argue with him. So either try to sleep on your back or at least sleep on your right. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.